USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The UN says there's mounting evidence of Russian war crimes in Ukraine. An expert panel said an investigation found proof of atrocities, including the sexual and gender-based violence on victims ranging from age 4 to 82 years old. Some of the victims reported being abused after being taken to prison camps in Russia. A storm system could develop into a hurricane threat for the Sunshine State. Jamie Rome, the acting National Hurricane Center director, explains.
It now appears that it will be in the eastern Gulf of Mexico where we'll see the greatest threat of a hurricane, most notably Florida.
Less than a week after a North Dakota man was accused of killing a teenager with his SUV because he thought the boy was a Republican extremist, President Biden again calls people who didn't vote for him MAGA Republicans.
Remember, I got beat up in the campaign by saying that I wanted to unify the country and unify the parties. I used to be able to do that. But things have changed a whole bunch. The MAGA Republicans control the Republican Party right now, and that's self-evident. That's self-evident. So there's a lot at stake here.
Biden speaking at an event sponsored by the DNC. Republicans have criticized him for using politically divisive language after pledging to unite the country. Moderna is asking the FDA to authorize its new COVID boosters for children. The pharmaceutical company filed two authorization requests for the FDA. One is for kids as young as 6, and the other is for teens up to 17. It said it would also work on clearing the Omicron targeting shot for babies and toddlers from 6 months to 5 years later this year. Apple is updating their operating system to fix several bugs, mainly isolated around the new iPhone 14. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Republican lawmakers have rolled out a new legislative agenda in case they gain control of the House in the upcoming midterms. Washington Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers on Fox Business pushes back on the idea that their spending plan could increase inflation.
We know the formula that was in place before COVID of bringing down the reducing, the tax cuts, lifting the regulatory burden.
She claims that regulatory burdens are crippling energy projects. Although the Inflation Reduction Act invests in combating climate change, Democrats highlight how it also includes tax cuts for the coal industry. Police in New York City are looking for vandals who defaced Wall Street's Charging Bull statue with anti-Queen Elizabeth graffiti. It happened within hours of the British monarch's death earlier this month. 2 men and 2 women allegedly used a paint marker to write an obscenity about the Queen on Charging Bull's forehead. It has since been removed, but the vandals caught on video haven't been caught yet by police. 2 multi-state lottery jackpots have now reached a combined total of more than $500 million. The prize up for grabs for Mega Millions Friday is up to $301 million. Should someone win Powerball tomorrow night, they'll score at least $270 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.